Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Crown Prince says that if Iran gets nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia will acquire nuclear weapons of mass destruction as well. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Should there be a nuclear-powered Iran, the Saudi Crown Prince says we will get a nuclear weapon of mass destruction as well if Iran does that. That could cause a real battle for powers that control nuclear weapons.
And, you know, it shouldn't surprise anybody to hear the Saudi Crown Prince say that. One of the arguments that I and many others were making when the nuclear deal was being negotiated by Obama and John Kerry was that, look, this is going to lead to proliferation. It's clearly going to lead to proliferation. It's going to encourage other countries in the region to go acquire nuclear weapons as well. And obviously the first among them is going to be Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have two paths to the bomb. Either they can take this civilian nuclear program that they recently announced. They want to build nuclear power plants, right, to replace oil and natural gas as a source of power in the kingdom. They could either take those power plants and fuel from those power plants and divert them illegally into a weapons program, or they could go a much quicker route, one that some analysts believe that they have certainly laid the groundwork for, and that is to purchase a weapon or a group of weapons from Pakistan. Why is that feasible? Because Saudi Arabia has been Pakistan's biggest financial supporter for 30 years. Many believe the Saudis, in fact, bankrolled Pakistan's nuclear program. Pakistan is believed to have anywhere between 60 and 120 nuclear weapons in its arsenal, so it's a big deal.
Ken Timmerman with all the details on the acquisition of the nuclear weapons of mass destruction by Saudi Arabia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As you heard from Ken's report, the names of nations in the Middle East, you probably recognize them as nations that will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. Iran and Pakistan, these are the modern-day names for the nations mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and verse 5 when it mentions Persia. Saudi Arabia is mentioned in Psalm 83 verse 6 as the Ishmaelites. These three nations are a part of a coalition of nations that will align themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. If these nations are nuclear-powered, and Israel as well with nuclear weapons, the next world war could be a nuclear holocaust. However, the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote that God would intercede to protect his people, the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...